Today's shiur is Masechta Kitten Daf Samches. We will begin on Daf Samach Zayin on the base, 9 lines from the bottom. Normally, Rish Galusa Rav Sheshes. Rish Galusa said to Rav Sheshes, "My Tama Loi Sod Mar Gabon. Why don't you ever come to my home for a meal? Amalei Deloi Malo Avdi, because you have servants that aren't trustworthy. The Chashidi Avim Menachai. They serve Avim Menachai." Which is obviously not kosher. Farshim explain how did they come to indeed serve Eva Menachai. So some of Farshim say, because since they had so many people eating there, they weren't able always to obtain kosher food. So they served non-kosher food. Another pshat is, since they were the people that worked for the Resh Galusa, so they thought that they could do whatever they want. And they don't have to care about kashrus. Amalei mi yemer. So he says, prove your very serious accusation. Amlei hashto mechvinolach. I'll prove it to you. Amlei l'shamei. So Rav Sheshes told his assistant, Zilgnoiv, Aisli chad kara mechiyusa. Go steal one of the legs of the animals that they want to serve. It's actually a kosher animal. The Farshim obviously all discuss, how could you steal? So some say that he did it with, all the animals belong to Resh Galusa. And they had permission from Resh Galusa to do whatever it took to prove their point. Others say that since they were taking this to make a very important point, that they were serving non-kosher food, so it was permissible. Yet another pshat, since they intended not to steal to keep, they were just going to make the point and return it, that's not called stealing. Isolate. Zilgnav, Isolate chad kara mechayusa. Bring me one of the legs. Isolahu. So they brought it. Amle adumi adumi li chayosa. So then he asked these servants of Resh Galusa, could you put out the entire animal that you're about to serve? You shechted an animal, put it out by its parts. Aisa tlas kara suiva kamei. Since Rav Sheshes' assistant had stolen away one of the legs, so they were only able to put out an animal with 3 legs. Some of Rashi say it was one of the hind legs that was stolen. And if the animal is missing a hind leg, it becomes treif. The Gemara says, Masechta Chulin. Others say it wasn't necessarily a hind leg. It was just missing a leg. Amlei, ha'bal sholosh ugolim hava. What kind of animal is this? Putting out an animal with 3 legs? And this is what he was trying to accomplish. Pasuk aisachad me'alma asiva kamei. They went and they just cut off a leg from a different animal. So now we have a situation of Eva Menachai, and they put it down to now show that, no, we have 4 legs. So now Rav Sheshes tells his assistant, Omle l'shamei, asiva nami l'hach didach. Now you bring the leg that you had put away, oisva, and he put it down. Omle, haibas chamish reglaim hava. This animal has 5 legs. And that's how he was able to catch them. Omle, so Rish Lakish says, I see your point. They're not to be trusted. Hihocha lav de kamei. Damar v'leichel. Let your assistant cook food on your behalf. I can understand you're not being prepared to eat from my people's food. Amlei l'chai. So he said, fine. Kar betak kamayu. So his assistant prepared the food. And these people, who obviously were very angry at Rav Sheshes for exposing them, they were supposed to provide the meat. So they brought meat. There's a piece of meat that's called the piece that choked the mother-in-law. What does that mean? It's a piece of meat that has in it small bones. And Rav Sheshes was blind, as we'll see in the Gemara. So what they were hoping was that he would eat that meat and choke. And that's how they would get their revenge on him. Why is this piece of meat called the meat that choked the mother-in-law? So Ben Yoyada explains that this is a piece of meat, as I said, that has bones, that's easy to choke on. And there was once a daughter-in-law who hated her mother-in-law. So she served that piece of meat to the mother-in-law to choke her. And that's how this piece of meat got that name. Gashashay. So Rav Sheshes probed the meat and saw what piece of meat they gave him. V'shakle karche besudre. He went and he put it into his scarf. Of course, not wanting to eat it. The basal achel, and now they finished eating, and the Resh Galusa's servants see that nothing happened to Rav Sheshes. So they wanted to understand what's happening. So Amrile, So they said, they put out a rumor. Igvalon Casa de Caspa. One of the silver cups here was stolen, and therefore we need to check everyone's bags. But how did the Kama'ini, as they're checking Rav Shesh's bags, also Ashkecha de Krucha Besadre. So they found a piece of meat that he had wrapped away. Amalei, so now they run back to Resh Galusa, and they say, Chazamar, Tlakamachel. Even when we give him, when he has the opportunity to prepare his own food, he doesn't eat. All he wants to do is Latsarun. All he wants to do is just to cause us trouble. Amla, Ana Mechel Achli. So Rosh Hashanah responded, I absolutely ate. However, I tasted that this meat had in it the taste of tzaras. And therefore, I refused to eat it. And the Mefarshim explained why tzaras. Because he said, you did the aver of Lashon Hara, that you ran to Resh Galusa to say something that's not true about me, and that's why this is a place where there's tzaras. Omrele, Resh Lakish's servant said, Chivrele oven lan ha'idnu. We didn't make any meat with tzaras today. So the Mefarshim again are very troubled. What did they say? Today, we didn't prepare any meat with tzaras, which seems to indicate other days we prepare meat with tzaras. That's the kind of meat that they serve. So Mefarshim explained, there were all sorts of people. Resh Galusa had a very big household with all sorts of people working. We are very careful about the health of the animals we eat. Not everybody's that careful. And therefore, there were people that didn't care about tzaras-infected meat in the house. And they prepared food for those people. So today, we didn't even have such meat in our household. Amalei, beduke beduchte. I'll prove to you it does. Darav chizda. Ochma bechivra. If there's a black spot on a white-skinned animal, of chivra bechmaso, or there's a white spot on a black-skinned animal, Lekusahi. It's a proof that that animal suffers from tzaras. But baduk, and they examined the animal and asked chud, and indeed the animal was infected with tzaras. So now, obviously, the servants of Resh Galusa really are upset at Rav Sheshes. So kikonofik, as Rav Sheshes is about to leave the home of the Resh Galusa, karle bira, they dug a pit, v'shadalei tzifsalai, and they put a mat on top of it. Vamalei, and they told Rav Sheshes, leisimar lenech. Why don't you go rest on this mat? And I saw two pshat in what this means. Either one pshat is, they were leading him out of the house, and they wanted to lead him over this mat, and he should fall into the pit and hurt himself. Another pshat is, they said, you know, you're a very important Talmud Chacham, and we want to ask you shailus. And we know from the Seder by night, that the way distinguished people used to sit in those days, they used to sit in a reclining fashion. So we prepared for you a couch to recline on. And they wanted him to recline on this mat and fall in. Nachalei Rav Chisda Machurei. So Rav Chisda made a sound. He snorted that Rav Shesha should watch out. Omlei Liyanuka. So once Rav Shesha saw that something's happening here, there was a yeshiva Talmud there, and he asked him, Psukli Psukecha. We find many times that they used to ask the Talmidim, what pasuk did you learn today? And that would be a sign of what may or may not be going on. Psaikli Pesukecha. Omalei. So he told him, Netei lecha yamincha ayasam molcha. Either turn right or left. Don't go over the mat. And there's a very big discussion here amongst the Paiskim if acting in such a manner is permissible. You know, the Torah says, Lo sanachshu. Not allowed to act with superstition. So the question is following a pasuk the right thing to do or not? The Ramah says that before we get involved in any shaila, we know the Torah says, Tom and Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. A person should have to accept whatever Hashem does. And doing these kinds of things of trying to figure out the future and the fortune tellers is all unacceptable. It should be avoided. But what about, is this mutra or not? So it's really a machlokes of the Rambam and the Sma. The Rambam holds that it's Osir. The Smag says that saying a pasuk is not Osir. So the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rambam, that says that it's Osir, how could Rav Sheshes have done it? Explains the Beis Yosef, this wasn't a regular situation. In a regular situation, for a person just to say to a child, tell me your pasuk, and he should act based on that is wrong. Here, Rav Chisdad made it sound, he knew that the servants of the Reish Galusa wanted to, so to speak, get him, so it wasn't a regular situation. The Chida, interestingly, speaking about relying on looking at Psukim, because there are many Paiskim can discuss that there were people over the generations that sometimes they had a Shiloh, what they do is they open a Chumash, and they look at what Pasuk it opens up to. There's the famous Goyal Hagra. So the Chida says, it makes a difference if you're using it for yourself, or you're using it to tell somebody else what to do. If a person doesn't know what to do, and he wants to open up a Chumash or do something like that, he says it's permissible. But if somebody comes to ask you advice, and you say, you know what, let's open up a Chumash, that's unacceptable. That's not the way to live. The Bnei Yisoscha seems to be more lenient. He says, we know that everything is in the Torah. So if we want to look in the Torah to find what to do, it's more acceptable. But again, we end with what we began, to remember what it says in the Torah, Taka, Tom Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. Amoy L'Shamay, my Kachazis. So he asked Hashem, what do you see? Amoy, it's a piece of the Shadja. I see this mat. Amla Hadamina, let's circumvent the mat. Labasa Denafik, so as he was able to avoid falling into the pit, Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda asked them, "Menah havi yodamar? How did you know that they had this trap for you?" Amalei chad nachlimar. First of all, I heard you make the sound. Void the pasuk liyanuka psuka. I follow what the pasuk that I heard from the yeshiva student. Void the chashidi abdi d'loimalu. I know Rish Lakish's servants don't act properly, and I have to be worried about them. So Mefarshim asked, what was Rav Chisda asking him? Rav Chisda was the one that told him, watch out. So now he's asking him, why did you watch out? So one pshat that I saw is that Rav Chisda just made the sound. What was his purpose in making the sound? That Rav Shesha should ask him, why are you making these sounds? And then Rav Chisda would answer. We don't find Rav Shesha doing that. So Rav Chisda said, well, how did you know if you didn't ask me what's going on? So he said, because I had other proofs and I didn't need to ask you. Another pshat, an interesting pshat, that the Inyan Yaakov says, Rav Chisda never really intended to make a sound. Mina Shemayim, they caused just at that moment Rav Chisda should make a sound to get Rav Sheshes to be nervous that something's happening here. And that's why Rav Chisda asked him, what got you to understand what's happening here? The pasuk says in Koheles regarding Shlomo HaMelech, we begin the sugya of Shadim. Os Sisili Shorim v'Shorois v'Tanugus Pnei Adam Sada v'sadais, sada v'sadais. Says the Gemara, what does shorim v'sharos mean? Eli minas zemer, different types of instruments. Shorim means male, v'sharos means female. So Farshim asks, Shlomo HaMelech had females singing for him? We know the halach is kol b'isha ervi. Not allowed to hear, listen to a woman singing. So Farshim answer, what this means is he had different instruments. We know that the voice of a male is typically different than the voice of a female. He had instruments that made the sound like a man's voice, and he had instruments that made sounds like a woman's voice. Tanugas pnei adam, eile brechus mechatzos. He made different baths. Again, the first mass, what's so unique about making a bathhouse? So they say it wasn't just a bathhouse, it was a medicine. This bath had in it herbs and all sorts of medicines that people took baths in them and got well. Soda. The sadais, hachatam is shida v'shitzen. Here we explain it means shadim, male and female shadim. Merava m'shitza, it means a wagon. Here too, the Mefarish mask, a fascinating ben yoyoda. The ben yoyoda says, again, what is so great about making a chariot, about making a wagon, that Shlomo HaMelech is praised about this? So he says, what Shlomo HaMelech made, this is what the ben yoyoda says, he made a motorized wagon. He was the first one to make a car. Just he hid it after his time, but Shlomo HaMelech already had a car. That's what Ben Yoyada says. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh Meis Minas Shadim Havi B'Sichin. There's 300 different types of Shadim in Sichin. V'Shida Atzma Any Day Mahu. But I don't even know how to recognize a Shad. Amar Hacha Targima Shadim V'Shitzin. Shadim V'Shitzin. He had male and female shade. Ask the Gemara, Why did Shlomo HaMelech need shade? It says the Gemara, because it says in the Pasuk, V'abayis b'vinosoi evin Shlomo masa nivna. And we need to say a word of introduction. The Torah tells us that when you build a Mizbeach, the son of Alea Barzel, when you prepare those stones, you know how to use metal to chisel the stones. So when Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mizbeach, he had a worm, which we're going to discuss, called the Shamir, which has the ability to cut through stone. Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, didn't want to use any metal to chisel stones. He wanted a Shamir, but he didn't know where it was. Amalu, how could I cut stone without using any metal? Amalu, so he told him, Ikashmira, the Isa Moshel Avnei Eifen. Moshe Rabbeinu used the Shamir. Amalu, where do I find it? Amalu, Isa Shed Tzivashitzen, bring together two Shedim, Kafshinu Ahadadi, and put them together, Efsha the Yadi Omaygloch. Maybe they'll know why a male and a female. So Farshim explained, because if you bring only a male, the male will say the female knows. If he brings a female, the female will say the male knows. So he brought a male and a female. Why would Shlomo HaMelech ask them, Farshim, think that the Shadim are the ones that know about the Shamir more than anyone else? So I saw a number of Terutz. One Terutz is, because the Shamir was created right by Bein HaShemashes of this Friday, of the sixth day of Bryas Olam, and that's the same time as the Shadim were created. So they know about each other. Another pshat is, where's the first place that we find the Shamir being used? In the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu using it in the Midbar. So the Shamir is, and where are Shadim typically? Also in the Midbar. And a third pshat is that a Shed has a destructive force. Shamir also has a destructive force. So that's why he thought that the Shadim and Shamir are related. Why didn't he ask the Urim V'Tumim? So one pshat is they try to avoid using the Urim V'Tumim only when absolutely necessary. Another pshat is that the Urim V'Tumim only gave answers, yes or no answers. He didn't need a yes or no answer. He needed to know exactly where the Shamir is to be found. And the third pshat is that they tried to use the Urim V'Tumim only in time of Melchama, in time of war. This wasn't a time of war. So I see Shed V'Shed, he took a male and female Shed, Kafshidin Adadi, and he put them together. Amri, and they said, Anan Lo Yadinan. We don't know where the Shamir is. However, Dim Ashmedoi Malka the Shida, Ashmedoi, who's the king of all the Shedim, Yodoi, he does know. Amri, Heichi Isa, where is Ashmedoi? Omle Isa Baturaplan. He stays in that mountain. Kariyale Bira. He has a pit in that mountain. Umaliyale Maya. That pit is full of water. Vemechasya Batinra. He covers it up. Vechasbe Begunshpika. And then he seals the cover. Vekayoma Solokurikia. First the Ashmedoi goes to the Yeshiva Shamala. The government sifted the Rikia. And there Venochas Lari comes back down to earth. The government sifted the Ara. And then he learns from here, because Mepharshim explained a Shed has some of, he's like a Malach and like he's a person. He has both characteristics, so that's why he learns in the Yeshiva Shamala and the Yeshiva Shamata. Vasa Sailei L'Gushpinka, and then he comes down and examines his seal, and if he sees that the seal is intact, Omagalei, he opens up the cover, Vishasli, and he drinks, Omachsalei, and then he covers it up again, Vichasalei V'Ozel. And then he goes on, back on his way. Shadrach, so Shlomo HaMelech sent Lebenyor ben Yoda. Benyor Yoda was his commander and also the Rosh Sanhedrin. Yovle, and he gave him Shoshulta, a chain, the Chokakla Shem, that the Shem Hashem was engraved in it. Vaskasan, a ring, the Chokakla Hashem, that the Shem Hashem was engraved in it. The Gavah, the Amra, balls of wool. The Zika, the Chamra, and barrels of wine or flasks of wine. So what did Ben Yoyo do? Ozel Korabeiru Mitatoi. He went and dug a pit below the pit of Ashmedoi. V'sheminu Lamaya, and he drained out all of the water. And then V'sheminu Begovah V'damri. And he closed up the opening with these balls of wool. Then, V'korabeiru Mitatoi, He made a pit above the pit with the where Ashmedai had the pit. V'shevchinu l'chamra, and he poured the wine from the upper pit that it should go into the lower pit. V'taminu, and then he closed up that upper pit too. Solok yosik bilona, and then Ben Yoyah goes and sits on the tree. Ki asa, when Ashmedai comes down, Sayaru l'gushbunka, he examines his seal, Galya, and he saw that everything is fine, and he opens up the covering, Ashkeche Chamra, and he sees that instead of water, there's wine there. So Ashmedai was smart enough to know you want to stay away from wine. Amar Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Leitz Hayayin Homeshecha V'chashogeba Layechem. Wine only could cause problems. Another Pasuk, the Ksiv Zus V'yayin V'tira Shikach Lev. Layeshti, I won't drink wine. Wine could cause trouble. However, Kisacha, he got very thirsty, Lesagulain, he couldn't survive without drinking something. Ishta, he drank. Rava, he got drunk. V'gana, and he fell asleep. Nochus, so now Ben Yoyah comes down from the tree. Also Shadabei Sheshilta, he puts the chain around Ashmedai, and Sashman, he closed them up. Ki Asa, when Ashmedai wakes up, Havakum Afarzel, he was trying to get out. Amalei, Shmadamarachalach, you can't get out. I put this chain with Hashem's name on it around you. Kinochet v'ev osi. So as he's going with Ashmedai to Shlomo HaMelech, Matadikla, they went by a tree, Chofbei, and Ashmedai rubbed himself against the tree, Shadja, and the tree fell down. Matalabesa, they walked by a house. Again, Shadja, he rubs against the house, Mata. It also falls down. Gabakubadahu Amosa. They were about to walk by the hut of this widow, who never only had this hut. Nothing, so the widow goes out, and she begged him, don't rub against my hut, because if you destroy my hut, I don't have where to live. So he bent down to avoid rubbing against it. And one of his bones broke. So I sort of first explain what is the homiletical lesson here. Ashmedai is never used to bending down to anybody. He bends down one time to somebody, it's something that never happens to him, he breaks his bones. So he saw a blind person walking on the road. Aske Lorcha. He guided him back to the right way. Chazi Rabia Davakatoi Burcha. He saw a drunk person walking on the road. Also Aske Lorchi. And we're going to explain all these stories later in the Shia. He saw a wedding. He began to cry. He heard a person that was telling the shoemaker, please prepare for me shoes that will last me 7 years. So he began to laugh. He saw a magician, really somebody doing kishif. He started to laugh. And again, we will explain everything. The Gemara will explain everything soon. Kimat al-Hasam. So now Ben Yoyah brings him to Shlomo HaMelech's palace. Le'ayla l'gabei de Shlomo atlas yoma. He didn't bring him into Shlomo HaMelech's chamber for 3 days. Yoma kama, on the first day, Omer amai lo'y kaboy li malk l'gabei. So Ashmedai asks, why doesn't the king want to see me? Omer le'y answer mishti. He drank too much. He's intoxicated, so he can't receive people. Shokalavinta, Osav Acharita. He took one brick and put it on top of another brick. Osav Amalei L'Shloima. And they told Shloima what Ashmedai did. Amalu, so he said, you know what he meant? Hochi Amalechu. Hadashkehu. Give him more to drink. So I saw two pshatim in this. One pshat is that if somebody is intoxicated and he wants to get rid of the effect of the wine, he can't go cold turkey. You have to give him slowly. He should drink less and less wine. So he said, if Shlomo HaMelech had drunk too much wine, he can't just stop altogether. Just give him less. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw is, Ashmedai fell into this trap, as we learned earlier, because he drank. So he wanted to get Shlomo HaMelech also into the trap. So he says, give him to drink, hoping that that's how he could trip up Shlomo HaMelech.
L'macher, on the next day, Amlu v'amayla kabayli malka. Again, he asks, why doesn't the king want to see me? Amle anse mechle. He ate too much. Shok levinta mechavrta. He took one brick off another brick. Oisva Aaron put it on the ground. Osa amle l'shloima. And again, they come to Hashem. Do you know what he means? Amlu, so he said, hachi amluchu. Negide minei mechle. If a person ate too much, what you have to do is withhold food from him. L'soif t'losa yoyma. After 3 days, Ayla Kamei, Ashmedoi comes to see Shlomo Melech. Shokel Kanya, he takes a stick, Umashach Arba Gamidi, he measured out 4 amis, the Shadda Kamei, and he threw it. Amalei, Michti, what was the point of what he was trying to show? Kimayis Ha'ugavra, you think, he tells Shlomo Melech, that you're a great king, but you're a human being like all of us. And when you will leave this world, less labor hadain alma el gadal gamidi. You're left with just a dollar amis that you're buried in. Hashta kavashta lekula alma. You captured the whole world, v'loisavata, and you're not satisfied. Add the kavashta nami l'didi, that you have to capture me also. Alma el kabayna mechim nachmidi. So Shlomo Melech says, I really don't want anything from you. What do I want? Be'ina de avne lebeis hamigdash. I want to build a base of Migdash. The Gabay Lishmira. I'm looking for the Shamir. Amla Ladi Loi Masali. I don't know where it is. However, Lasara the Yama Masali, the master, the Malach, who's in charge of the Yam, he has it. And he too, Vlo Yavle, gave it over Elatanagabra to the wild chicken. The Hemalaya Shusai. He's the most reliable person not to disclose where it is. Says the Gemara, my Avibay. What does he do with the Shamir? He says, Mamtele l'ture de lesba yishuv. He brings it to a mountain that doesn't have any trees, any vegetation growing there. Umanach la'ashina de tura, and he puts the Shamir on the peak of the tree. Upaka tura, and it makes a hole. Umankit maisi bizroini milani, and then he brings seeds from different trees. V'shadim hasam, and he throws it into this hole. V'havi yishuv. V'hanim matagra. Nogatura, he pierced the mountain. Batkukina de Tanagola Bara. So they found a nest of a wild chicken. This Leibnei, that had eggs, had little chickens in that nest. The Chfuulakina Zugasachavate. And they covered up this nest with clear glass. Ki osa boilamel. Now the wild Tanagol comes and he wants to enter the nest. But it can't penetrate because it has this glass covering. Ozel Isa Shmira. So they went and they brought the Shamir to penetrate, to make a hole in the glass that he should be able to get into it. Ron by Kala. So they screamed. Shajay. He dropped the Shamir. Shakli Ozel Chonik Nafshe Shvosai. And since he saw that he didn't keep up to his Shvua, that nobody should get their hands on the Shamir, he killed himself. And in fact, the Rishonim already say, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Malafnu Mebahamas Oretz, that had we not had a Torah, we could learn the proper way of behaving from the different animals of the world. And they say from this animal, we could have learned what a word means. A word is a word. And if he gave his word that he will protect the secret, how he took that word seriously, that even though it was not something he could control, if he didn't keep his word, he killed himself. How does the Shamir work? The Shamir actually penetrates through any hard material. I saw the Mefarshim discuss, so how did the Mem and the Samach and the Chosh and the Eifed stand? There's nothing to keep them together. Mem Sofit is a complete square or Samach. So they say you could control the Shamir that it shouldn't penetrate all the way through. You could control that it should come less, go all the way through whatever you're chiseling, or only partial. I also saw from Yeshua Leib Diskin, he asks, is when somebody uses the Shamir, is it considered, if I have the Shamir, and I'm trying to engrave with it, is it considered that I did the act, or is it considered a groma? So he says, since the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu used the Shamir, it's not only considered a groma. And he uses it for a very interesting shaila, this concept. He says, when Medinas Yisrael was founded, they had a shortage of equipment. So the government used to give tractors or different heavy duty equipment to different kibbutzim to use for their agricultural needs. But they couldn't afford to give every kibbutz its own equipment. So they used to tell two kibbutzim that were near each other, two settlements that were near each other, to share it. So he says there was once two settlements. One was a religious settlement and one was an irreligious settlement. And they wanted that they should share the equipment. But the people of the religious settlement were concerned that should they take the equipment, because they knew that the people, their neighbors, will use that equipment on Shabbos. And if they're going to agree to take, they'll be Messiah, they'll be help out, they'll be helping them be Mechal Shabbos. So they were considering, the machine, you just put on the motor, it works by itself. Is that considered that you're doing the Malacha, or is it considered that you're just a Groma? Because if it's only a Groma, it's less of a Shaila. So Rishu Leib Diskin said, just like we see by the Shomer, the Shomer is the one that makes the hole. But if you direct the Shomer, it's considered that you did the work. Same thing, if you, even though the motor controls the machine, it's considered your work. Amalei, so now the Gemara goes back to try to explain the stories that happen with the Ashmedoy as they're going to Shlomo Melech. Amalei ben Yom, matam kechazita lahu samya. Why when you saw that blind person, that he was getting lost, a sikte lorcha. And the Mashal explains the Gemara as follows. That when the Ashmedoy walked by houses, or whatever he touched, fell down, that's to be understood. Shade them, destroy. But here we see the Ashmedoy doing something completely out of character. He's helping a person who can't find his way. So he said, Amalei machzor leberkia. I heard them announcing in Shemayim the Tzadik Gomer who, that he's a Tzadik Gomer, Oman the Ovelay Nicha Nafshe, and whoever helps him, Zochel Almadas, will get Oilam Haba. So then he asks him, Omai Tam Kichazus Laharavya, why when you saw that drunk person, the Kotoy Baruch, who was getting lost, is Sakti Lurche. He clearly wasn't a Tzadik Gomer. Tzadik and Gemurim don't get drunk. Amalei, Machs Leberkia the Rosh Gomer. On him they announced that he's a Rosh Gomer, Vavdalay Nicha Nafshe. So they want me to help him this world. We know that sometimes Rishayim get all of their reward for whatever good they did in this world, that they should get no reward in the Olam Hamas. So he says, why when did you see that wedding? Why did you cry? The chosin is going to die in 30 days. And obviously he's going to die without any children. And the halacha is that his wife has to fall to Yibam Mechalitza. And the only brother-in-law she has is a young child. And she's going to have to wait Tlos Hashanim 13 years until he's able to give her Yibam Mechalitza. My Tama, he asked, Kisham Selahu Gavra, why when you heard that person, the Amalei Lashkufa, that told the shoemaker, Ovli Masana Lashav Shnin, make me shoes that will last 7 years. Achichs, did you laugh? Amalei, Hahu Shiva Yom Leslei. This man won't survive 7 days. He's dying within 7 days. Masana l'shevish nimboi. He needs shoes for 7 years. So I saw the Mefarshim use this Gemara to prove a very famous minig that's brought down in the Sefer Chassidim. The Mefarshim ask, okay, terrible story. Man buys new shoes. He wants them for 7 years. And he won't make it 7 days. So his children will wear the shoes. Somebody else will wear the shoes. Doesn't go to waste. So there's a minhag that the Sefer Chassidim says that anything that a person who died leaves over, any article of clothing, you could use. Why not? Shoes should not be used. So he says, this man wants shoes for 7 years. He's not going to survive 7 days. I will say that somebody else should wear the shoes. You can't wear the shoes of a dead man. Says the Gemara further, my time he asked him, Kichazisal hu kesma, when you saw the person making kishuf, davakosim, achikse, did you laugh? Omrei, davayosav agay gaza de milka. Listen, my the ikka to say, he was sitting on top of a treasure, and he's trying to say, kishuf, what's doing in the whole world? And he doesn't know what's right under him. Says the Gemara, tachigabei, so Shlomo Melech kept Ashmedoy by him, add the banyal of Beis Hamikdash, until he finished building the Beis Hamikdash. Yoy Mechan have a koil chudei. One day they were sitting, Ashmedoy and Shlomo together. Omle, ksiv k'te'afes reimloy, the pasuk says k'te'afes reimloy, ve'am meaning k'te'afes elu malach ha'sharis, reim elu ha'shedim. So he asked, my ruvu saichu, what is so great about you? Shlomo Melech asked, what's so great about you to Shadim that a Kodesh Baruch Hu praises himself with you?
Omlei shkol shishult minoi, take away my chain, fahavli eskacha, and give me your ring, fahavli ruvasoi, and I'll show you what my greatness is. Shakli shishult, so they took away the chain, fahavli eskacha, and he gave him his ring. Bolei. So he swallowed up Shlomo HaMelech. Some say he swallowed up the ring. Oisvei l'chad gapa b'rikia, one wing Ashmedai had in the heaven, v'chad gapa b'ara. What does that mean? Like I said before, because the Ashmedai, the Shadim, have a little of Shemaim in them and a little of Oretz in them. Paske, abe mei parse. And he threw Shlomo HaMelech the distance of 400 parsim. Why 400 parsim? The first one explained, because Eretz Yisrael is the area of 400 parsim over 400 parsim, and he wanted to expel Shlomo HaMelech from Eretz Yisrael. Ahu shata, regarding that moment, Omer Shlomo, my Yisrim l'odom b'chol amoloi shiyao motach shamas. What do I have from all my greatness if this is what happened to me? V'zeh yachalkim b'chol amoloi, my v'zeh, Rav Shmuloma, charam amakloi, all he was left with was a stick, v'charam agundoi. He just left with almost nothing. Others say makloi, that you could throw Shlomo HaMelech out of Eretz Yisrael, but the makl represents his children. That Mashiach that comes from Shlomo you can never throw away. So Shlomo HaMelech now is reduced to going through the from door to door. Kol heicha da ad mata, wherever he came, Omanika helos ayisi melech akol yisrab yishalayim. He says, I'm Shlomo HaMelech. And people look at him, yeah, you're Shlomo HaMelech. Ki yomata gabas Sanhedrin, I'm a Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, there's something wrong here. Nechti shayta b'chodem nilsa loy sarach. A shayta, somebody who's a fool, doesn't keep on saying the same thing. And all we hear from this person is ani kehelis. That's all we hear him saying. Amr mayhai. So they said, something's going on here. Amr binyo. So they asked binyo, kaboylech malka gabay, has the king called you recently? Amalei, amalehu loy. No, you know, it's interesting. Shlomo HaMelech hasn't called me in quite a while. Sholchulei l'malchusa. So they sent, they asked the queens, Ka'osu malchul gabaychu, has the king recently had relationships with you? Sholchulei in. So they said yes. In course, he has come. Sholchulhu. So they told the queens, we want you to examine the following thing. Batkavakari, the next time he comes to have relationships with you, check his feet. Sholchulo. So they sent back, you know, interesting thing. Bamukikasi. Whenever he comes, he wears the socks. Why check the feet? So Mepharshim explained, the feet represent Gashmias. Because what do we do with your feet? We walk on the ground, which is was the prime example of Gashmias. They said Ashmedoi has no Kedusha in him. He's all Gashmias, he's all Toma. The Kotavala ben Adesayu. And they also said there's another interesting phenomenon. Shlomo HaMelech obviously would have never had relationships with his wife when they were Nidus. He wants to have a relationship with us when we're having our period. The Kotavin Namil Bashem Ime. And also interesting, he requested to have a relationship with Bathsheba, who lived in the palace, who was Shlomo HaMelech's mother. Shlomo HaMelech, of course, would have never asked to have such a relationship. Asi l'Shlomo, so they brought back Shlomo HaMelech, v'havlei askev shesholto t'chokak l'Hashem, they made him a new chain, and they made him a new ring that had engraved into Hashem, ayel, and ki ayel, as Shlomo HaMelech enters the palace, chazya, the Ashmedai saw him, parach, and he flew away. However, says the Gemara, Shlomo HaMelech was never the same. And he always lived in fear of Ashmedoi. And he always remained in fear because of Ashmedoi. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What was the history of Shlomo HaMelech? Charam HaMelech v'hedyet, that he started off as a king, but he ended off his life as a regular person. V'charam HaMelech v'hedyet u'melech. He was first a king, then he had this episode with Ashmedai, and then he became king again. I saw the Mepharshim explain that there really is no machlokes of Rav and Shmuel.
We know when Shlomo HaMelech was originally king, he was Melech both al tachtoinim, on this world, via al elyoinim, and on the Malachim and everything in the Shemayim. So the Mandam that says Melech v'hedyet agrees that he came back to his throne. But when he came back the second time, he no longer had the ability of being the Melech al elyoinim. He only was Melech al tachtoinim. The other man, Amr, says, so they're both saying the same, both saying that he was king, then not king, and then king again, but his second time wasn't as great as his first time.